Checka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Mbombela, Polokwane, 27, Pretoria, 29 grade.
Okay, watch out for the rain. Looks like it's on the way. Centurion, N1 South, a crash before Old Joburg Road exit. And Bedford View, slow-moving traffic, N3 North. That's on the ramp to the N12 East at Galulies.
Ons begin in Saldanha Bay in die Weskaap, waar die staat se stergetuie in die Jocelyn Smith verhoor erken het dat sy van die inligting in haar polisie betekenisverklaring versin het. Lucretia Lombard word deur Kelly Smith se prokureur kruis ondervra.
What lie or what were you not truthful about because of the lack of trust?
Soos ek gesê het, is dat ek het die verhaal vertel van Jocelyn nie. En ek het die verhaal vertel van wat ons beplan nie. En ek het die verhaal vertel van Kelly weggegaan het met jou. Hoe Kelly het jou gevat van jou jezelf.
Smith, graad 1 leerling, word sê dit februari verlede jaar vermis. Die staat voer aan dat sy vir R20,000 verkoop is. Twee verdagtes wat in verband met die moord op 6 gemeenskapspatrolielede in Soshanguve in hegtenis geneem is, het vandag in die beskuldigde bank by die Pretoria Noord landrolhof verskyn. Die slagoffers is Saterdag in die Marry Me informele nedersetting doodgeskiet. Die saak is tot die 1 April uitgestel. Nou na Lombardy Oos in Johannesburg, waar meer as 50 buitelandse burgers ontsnap het, nadat hulle gijselaar gehou is by huis in die gebied. Katlego Mogale, woordvoerder van die Valke, het bevestig dat arrestaties gemaak is.
I have people that were in the house in Lombardy East that have been taken to the police station.
Die polisie is tans op die toneel. Keenan Hing van One Track beskryf intussen wat hy gesien het toe hy op die toneel aangekom het.
As far as we know, this is a very big case of human trafficking involving multiple nationalities, Ethiopian, Malawian, etc.
Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het meer as 100 studievisums gemerk om herroep te word. Andy Mutibi, hoof van die ondersoekeenheid, sê hierdie visums is met bedrieglike dokumentasie verkry. Mutibi het gepraat tydens die bekendstelling van die grensbestuur en immigrasie teen korrupsie forum.
At an appropriate time, we'll indicate to the public with the outcomes of that investigation. That investigation focuses on issuance of permanent residence permits, business visas, work visas, study visas. We have referred about 110 referrals for study visas to be revoked, which were obtained on the strength of fraudulent supporting documents. And we know that we have to follow a legal process to really have those ultimately revoked.
En ons sluit af in Suid-Korea, waar veldbrande die lewens van 24 mense geëis het. 12 ander is beseer. Daar's vrees dat die dodetal kan styg. Die brand is tans nie onder beheer nie. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The state star witness in the Jocelyn Smith trial admits that she fabricated some of the information in her police confession statement.
And the incredible thing is that there are still people saying that that child is still alive. Must find her. Thank you, Chanel. Verder besonderhede op ons webwerf is jackarandfm.com, of course.
Give it up for
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. Non-stop.
Turn your radio up.
On Jacaranda FM.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe.